As Jesus died on the cross, some women were watching and crying. His mother was there, and Mary Magdalene, who we are commemorating today. Two good men took Jesus' dead body, they wrapped it in a cloth, and they put it in a tomb in a garden, and rolled a stone across the door. 2 days later, Blessed Mary Magdalene came to the tomb alone. I can see Mary coming down the path in the moonlight. She loved Jesus. He had delivered her and rescued her from spiritual bondage, brought her from isolation into a new family. She owed him everything. She loved him. And all she had left of him was his tortured body. Then she saw the grave. It was open, empty. His body was gone. It was all just too much. After the other disciples came and went, Mary stayed. She walked around the garden with bewildered tears. Where was her Lord's body? She made her way back to the tomb just to check. Maybe she had missed something. She collected herself and stooped down to look. And there she saw two figures, angels, clothed in white. Just as the golden angels flanked the throne of God, the mercy seat, and the Holy of Holies, of first the wilderness tabernacle, then the temple in Jerusalem. Two angels, one at the head and one at the feet of where Jesus' body had been laid. They know something she doesn't. "Why are you weeping?" they ask. Her answer, "They have taken away my master." It had begun to grow lighter in the garden. Maybe she heard a footstep behind her. She turned around and saw a man. The rising sun shone in her eyes. Her tears shimmered in her vision so that she couldn't see. It must be the gardener, she thought, come to cut the grass, or pull the weeds, or plant new flowers. What she didn't realize was that he was the gardener. The new Adam of the new creation. She pleads with him, "If you have taken Jesus' body away, sir, please tell me where he is." Sometimes our whole life can change with just one or two words. What is the most important word you've ever heard? Maybe you've asked someone to marry you. With bated breath, you waited for their answer. One word stopped Mary's heart from beating and then set it racing again forever. Jesus had said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me." He said, "I call them by name." That morning, in the garden where she wept bitter tears, she heard her good shepherd's voice, "Mary." As John records it, Jesus uses her Hebrew name, Miriam. Bishop N.T. Wright notes that this is also the name of Moses' sister, who sang her song of wild triumph after watching Israel's God defeat their captors, the Egyptians, in the Red Sea. Something of this may be echoing in Mary's story as well, with Jesus as the new Moses who has led the way through the dark waters of death and is now leading the way home. At hearing her Lord speak her name, the whole picture changed. Jesus had said to his followers the night before he died, "You will cry and be full of sorrow. You will be sad, but your sadness will turn into joy. A woman giving birth to a baby has pain, but when her baby is born, she forgets the pain because she is so happy. That's the way it is with you. Now it's your time to be sad, but I will see you again, and you will be full of joy." Weeping may last through the night, sings the psalmist, but joy comes in the morning. There's a picture of this in Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The great lion Aslan, son of the emperor beyond the sea, killed by the evil witch as the little girls watch from a distance. As Mary Magdalene did, they cried over his body all night, full of loneliness and sorrow. But the sky faded from deep black to the pale of dawn. Birds started to sing. They walked around in the dewy grass and came back to where Aslan's body had been, and it was gone. "What have they done to him now?" they ask. The sun rises behind them and they hear a voice. It's Aslan. They laugh and dance and jump for joy. He is alive. At the start of the Bible, God made a wonderful world, a beautiful garden, the Eden of creation. He made the first people. In the cool of the evening, God walked among the trees and talked with them. Then they turned away from God, and that turning away brought death. Flowers fade, leaves fall from the trees, people we love grow old and die. Sometimes we cry like Mary at the grave. Jesus cried too when his friend Lazarus died. God shares our grief. He cries over his beautiful broken creation, his wonderful wounded world. I've heard it said that tears can be prayers, and God notices each one. Psalm 56 whispers a prayer to God. "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle." I imagine Mary looking into Jesus' eyes that Sunday morning. The first rays of the sun touched the ground and turned it to gold. And again, God walks among the trees and talks with his people. The gardener has returned to plant the Garden of Eden again. The resurrection of Jesus was the first day of a new week. It was the first day of God's new creation. Again, Bishop Wright says, Jesus' resurrection is the beginning of that new life. The fresh grass growing through the concrete of corruption and decay in the old world. One day God will do for the whole world what he has done for Jesus. One day. But that is yet to come. What about today? We get the picture from the other Gospels that Mary, upon realizing who Jesus is, drops to the ground to worship him, to grasp his feet. But he stops her and tells her to not cling to him. "Do not cling to me, for I have yet to ascend to the Father." Instead, he sends her. He makes her a messenger, apostle to the apostles, to deliver a new word. "Go and tell my brothers. Say to them, I am going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Up to this point, Jesus has spoken about the Father or my Father. He has referred to his followers as disciples, servants, and friends. But something has changed, or better yet, everything has changed. He refers to his followers in a new way, not disciples or servants or even friends, but he tells Mary, go and tell my brothers that I'm going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. This is a decisive alteration in the relationship. Not only will God make all things new in the distant new creation, but Jesus has achieved something astonishing for us now. A new relationship has sprung forth then and there. Immediately, everything is different. Jesus has made a way for us to go back home, to finally call his Father our Father. Jesus sent Blessed Mary Magdalene to be the first to deliver this message. I have seen the Master, and this is what he has said. And her message is still true today. Jesus is alive, and he has made the way for us. Amen.